Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Vayishlach, and we have one of the three mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis recorded in Parshas Vayishlach, and we have the Isser of Gid Hanasha. In the end of the story of Yaakov fighting with the Malach, the pasuk tells us, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanasha. B'nei Yisrael don't eat, shouldn't eat Gid Hanasha. Says the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Gimel, V'hai lo yochlu lo nemar al derech Sipur. It's not just a story. This is what they decided not to eat. Klomar, b'nei she'era davar ze ba'av because this happened with the father, so that's why the children don't eat it as a remembrance of what happened to their father. No, says the Chinuch. Ella asharas Hashem yizbarach shelo yochluhu. It is an iser d'araisa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Isser of Gid Hanasha, those of us who aren't butchers, we don't really think about this that often, but there is a detailed machlokes in Meseches Chulin on Daf Kuf Mabez, which really on the surface, though it seems very technical and detailed, really opens up to us a major yesod in our life and in our halachic mesorah. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Chulin Daf Kuf, Noeg b'tahara v'enoeg b'temeya. There's a machlokes tanoim whether the Isser of Gid Hanasha applies to non-kosher animals. In other words, if I eat a Gid Hanasha of a non-kosher animal, of a horse, how many aveiras do I get? I get the Isser of eating not kosher. Do I also get the Isser of eating Gid Hanasha? Machlokes. The Tanakama holds? No. Noeg b'tarvin, noeg b'tameya, only applies to kosher animals. If you eat not kosher, doesn't matter what part of the animal you eat, is one aveira of not kosher. Only applies to kosher animals. Reb Yehuda omer af b'tameya. Reb Yehuda says, no, it also applies to non-kosher animals. Amar Reb Yehuda, and then the Mishnah says, Reb Yehuda even gives a raya to his shita. How do I know it applies to non-kosher animals? V'halom ibnei Yaakov nesar gid hanashe v'yadayin behema tmei mutaris lahem. The Shvatim themselves, it says in the Torah, they didn't eat gid hanashe, yet they didn't get hilchas kashrus yet. Right? They were eating not kosher, yet they weren't allowed to eat gid hanashe. So you see that the Isser of gid hanashe applies to non-kosher animals as well. Amrulo, the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. B'sinai ne'emar, ela shenechtav bimkomo. What does that say? It was said in our Sinai, but written in its spot. What exactly does that enigmatic line mean? So Rashi gives one pshat, but we're going to focus on the Rambam. The Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin gives another pshat. Says the Rambam, V'sim libcha l'klal ha'gadol hazeh ha'muva b'mishna zu. Listen to this major principle that I'm writing to you. V'amram b'sinai ne'asar. His gear says, ne'asar na'nemar. Doesn't make a difference for us. Sha'atat sarich lada. Says the Rambam, you need to know this. When the Rambam says we need to know this, then we have to open up our ears and listen very closely. Shekol ma she'anu nisharim imenu, o osim oso hayom. Everything that we do today, mitzvah, or don't do today, lo sa'asei, einu anu osim zos ela b'bnei tzivui Hashem al-yidei Moshe. The reason that we do or don't do is purely because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai, and he got it from Hashem at Har Sinai. Lo mipnei shehashem tziva b'kach le'neviim shekadmuhu. Not because that earlier in history other neviim received it. For example, says the Rambam, einu anu ochlim ever menachai. Why don't we eat ever menachai? Because Noach didn't eat ever menachai. Lo mipnei shehashem aser es b'nei Noach ever menachai. No, because Moshe Rabbeinu told us not to eat Eiver Menachai. Why do we do Bris Mila today, says the Rambam? Ein anu malib biglal Avraham shemalas atzmo v'anshe beso. We don't do Bris Mila because Avraham Avinu got the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Ela b'bnei Hashem sivanu ayde Moshe lihimol k'mo shemal Avraham alav ha'shalom. Just like Avraham did. But the reason we do it is because Moshe told us. In other words, the Rambam is telling us there's a difference between the history of a mitzvah and the halachic obligation of the mitzvah. Our halachic mesorah started at Har Sinai. Why do we have to do all mitzvahs? Because of Har Sinai. Not because some other Navi before Har Sinai did it. That's the history of the mitzvah. But that's not, doesn't make it incumbent upon us. The Chen Gid Hanasha, and that's the secret of this Mishnah. Gid Hanasha. Why do we not eat Gid Hanasha? Not because the Shvatim didn't eat Gid Hanasha, but because Moshe Rabbeinu told us not to eat Gid Hanasha. Halo Tira, the Rambam ends off. Look, what did Chazal say in Makkos? Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613. It doesn't say 606 with seven holdovers from beforehand. Moshe gave us 613. That's why we have to do it. And that's the pshat of the Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. The Rabbanan say, don't bring me any rayas from the Shvatim. B'sinai ne'amar al shenechta bimkomo. B'sinai, that's the reason that it's aser for us to eat the Gid Hanasha. It was just written in the Torah, in Parshas Vayishlach, for us to know the history of the mitzvah. And there are many, many examples of this. Just one other example, which many might be familiar with, and that is the machlokas in Maseches Brachas. There is a machlokas, why we daven three times a day. The machlokas, one opinion is that we daven three times a day, keneged tzmidim tiknum, keneged the carbon tamid shel shachar, and tamid shel bein harbayim, and the hector chalam and ve'evarim, the burning of the leftovers overnight. But the other shita says, kneged keneged avos tiknum, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Shachrit Mincha and Ma'ariv. The problem is, it seems like in the Machlokas in the Gemara, yet the Rambam quotes both opinions. In Hilchas Malachim, he quotes Keneged Avos Tiknum, and in Hilchas Tfilah, he quotes Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Says Rev Salvechik, says the Maritz Chayis, on that Gemara in Brachas. The secret is this Rambam. There's the difference between the history of a mitzvah and why the mitzvah is incumbent upon us. Why do we have to do the mitzvahs? Keneged tzmidim tiknum. Because Chazal enacted keneged the karbanos. What's the history of the mitzvah? That Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened. And that's the secret of Gid Hanasha as well. There are many other mitzvahs where this comes up in by Hilchas Avelus and others. But that's a secret that we always have to remember. Why do we do mitzvahs today? Not because Avram Avinu, not because Noach. We do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us through Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai not to do and to do all the mitzvahs. And we, as Hashem, should be zochet to fulfill all of the mitzvahs to the best of our abilities.